Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back to gather as one call and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day, on Yom Shlishi, the 27th day of the month of Nisan, the 12th day of the Omer. Today is Yom HaShoah here, at least still in the United States and the Western Hemisphere. And in Israel, where it is already Yom Revi'i, the 28th day of the month of Nisan. We continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalim and all of those standing on the front lines protecting our people. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety, and may the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will. And Amar, Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yosef Alt of the Golf Manor Synagogue in Cincinnati, Ohio, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Alt's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. The Mishaberach for our amazing Chayalim. Finally, Rabbi Alt will conclude with the Mishaberach B'cholim, giving about a 30-second pause for all of those whom we are davening for as an opportunity to insert their names. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Alt.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. It is a great schos to be able to share words of chizuk, of inspiration, words of Torah on the OU Tehillim call. Something that strikes me is the hashkacha process, the divine orchestration of the timing of the parshios. Often we don't see it, but occasionally it jumps out at us. And this past Shabbos of Parsha Shemini, only a few days after Pesach, still kind of one foot in Pesach, one foot out, we come to the psukim at the end of the parsha, and it just jumps out. Right after the Torah tells us about the prohibitions of animals that we're not allowed to eat, the Torah discusses Yitzias Mitzrayim, discusses Hashem taking us out of Egypt. And what's clear in the parsha is that the idea of the dietary laws of the Torah are more than just simple laws of what you may or may not eat. It's part of a bigger picture of a demand that Hashem has on us as a people to be pure, to be refined spiritually, to be sanctified, to be holy. And here in these last psukim, Hashem says something very powerful. For I am Hashem, your God. You are to sanctify yourselves and you shall become holy, for I am holy. I am holy, says Hashem. And you shall not contaminate yourselves through any teeming thing that creeps on the earth. For I am Hashem who elevates you from the land of Egypt to be a God unto you. You shall be holy, for I am holy. So the question is, why specifically here does Hashem bring this up? Does Hashem make mention of taking us out of Egypt? And why does he repeat twice, for I am holy? The Orach Chaim HaKadosh says something so simple but so profound, so beautiful. And he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell us that we're not in this alone. That as we strive for sanctity, for purity, as we strive to overcome temptation and overcome that culture that surrounds us often, pulling us in the wrong direction, we're not in it alone. Hashem is there to help us. Ki kodesh ani, for I, Hashem, am holy. And the evidence of this is that Hashem took us out of Egypt. And he did that for a purpose, a specific purpose, that we should be his holy nation. And if Hashem could do that, if Hashem could do awesome miracles and extract us from Egypt with that purpose, so then certainly he can help us as we pursue a life of purity and a life of sanctity. And this message, I think, is so appropriately timed. As we're coming out of Pesach, as we're entering into Sefirot HaOmer, I had a conversation with a dear friend, a very special person, who was somewhat disappointed at the end of Pesach. It was Thursday night, and everyone's leaving shul, everyone's beginning to turn over and immediately starting to get ready for Shabbos. And this individual was somewhat bemoaning that they felt that they didn't accomplish what they were hoping to accomplish over the course of Pesach. What have I gained? Might have gained 5 pounds, but what have I gained spiritually? How have I grown? That was their sentiment. And that was something that I was thinking about for a few days. And on Shabbos, it struck me that what this person was experiencing is in reality exactly what the Jewish people experienced. We left Egypt bare for mitzvos. We left Egypt without deserving all the miracles that Hashem did for us. The famous statement of the Arizal that we had reached the Mem Tashari Tum, the 49th level of impurity, the lowest of low, and Hashem miraculously extracted us from Egypt, undeserved. He gave us that special aid, that special help. And then became the time frame for that work, to start earning it ourselves. Then we entered into the march to Har Sinai, which started with the second day of Pesach, immediately after leaving Egypt, and takes us 7 weeks until we reach the foot of Har Sinai. That is Sefirot HaOmer. And that is what the Jewish people have experienced. They weren't on a level to deserve Yetzias Mitzrayim, to deserve all of those miracles of leaving Egypt. But Hashem did it anyways to give us that boost, to give us that inspiration, to jumpstart our engines. And then over the course of the 7 weeks of Sefirot HaOmer, we work on it ourselves. And then we take it step by step. So I think to myself, coming from a Pesach and feeling, what have I gained, how have I grown, we aren't there yet. We're at the point where Hashem is pulling us out of our daily routine, giving us that inspiration, that wake-up call, and now we're prepared to enter into the Sefirot HaOmer, into these 7 weeks that will lead us up to Chag HaShavuos, and to stop and to think to ourselves, what am I going to take with me this year from this Pesach Tavshin Pei Vav? How am I going to grow? How am I going to, what area am I going to make an improvement on over the course of that Sefirot HaOmer? And in that way, we really are reliving, experiencing the unique energy of this time frame exactly as the Jewish people did. And that's what Hashem is telling us here in the end of Parsha Shemini, that we're not doing this alone. There's one last thing I want to share, which really leads us into the Tehillim we're about to recite. The Or HaChaim, in the end of Parsha Shemini, right in that same piece where he's discussing how Hashem is charging us with the mitzvah to be holy, to sanctify ourselves, and that he's going to help us do that, he adds in something somewhat tangential, but something we can relate to so strongly. He writes, Od Yirmos. There's another hint here. She'be'emtzos shmiras mitzvah zu. To the means of guarding this particular mitzvah, the mitzvah of kashrut, of being careful only to eat kosher food, but largely the idea of sanctity and purity, lo yishvetu akum ba'am b'nei Yisrael. If we will guard our mitzvahs, then the nations of the world, they will not be able to rule over the Jewish people. Akum yikru shratzim shkatzim harayim al aretz. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, if we do our part, if we sanctify ourselves, and if we guard those mitzvos that set us aside and make us holy, make us who we are, then Hashem will protect us from the nations of the world. Something that's so, so relevant now as war with Iran is ongoing, and we're constantly praying for the welfare of our chayalim, the welfare of Am Yisrael, especially those living in Eretz Yisrael. We should pick something that we can work on during the Sfirsa Omer, and let that be a schos. Let that be a special merit for the Shemira, for the protection of Am Yisrael, as is promised by the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. We'll continue now reciting together Tehillim, beginning with Kapitel Chaf, chapter 20. Lamnaseach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagev Hashem Elohi Yaakov, yishlach Ezra HaMikodesh u'mitzion yisadeka, yizkor kol min chaysecha v'oilasecha yidashen esela, yitein lecha chilvavecha v'chol atzatzecha yimalei, nirvanu v'bishuasecha u'vishem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mish'aloisecha. Ata yodati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, ya'anehu mishmei kadsho b'gvuros yesha yimino. Eile v'arechev, ve'eile v'asusim, v'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir. Hema kar'u v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai hoshia, hamelech ya'anenu v'yoyim karenu. Continue with Kapitel Kufchaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shelem alos esa inai el heharim, mi'ayin yavoy ezri. Ezri mi'im Adonai. Oise Shomayim v'aretz, al yitein lamot raglecha, al yonum shomerecha. Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzelcha al yad yiminecha. Yoyim ha-mashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach v'loilo. Adonai yishmorech mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeitzcha uvoyecha, me'ata v'ad olam. Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shram Alos. Nimamakim kerasicha Adonai. Adonai shimavet bekoli. Tiena aznecha kashulos lekol tachanunoi. Im avonai tishmeryach Adonai mi ya'amud. Ki imcha haslicha lema'an tivarei. Ki vizi Adonai kivsa nafshi velidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishamrim laboker shimrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Ki im adnoi ha-chesed, v'harbe imoi fedus, v'hu yifteh es Yisrael mikol avonosav. Continue with the recital of Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanitzunim b'tzara u'vashivya, ha'umdim bin bayom u'vim bayabasha, ha'makom yirachem aleihem, v'yotzi'em nitzara l'ravacha, u'miafelu l'oira, u'mishibu l'geula, hashta ba'agala izman kariv, v'nimar amin. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. We now recite Mishaberach for the Chayalei Tzahal, a prayer for the Israeli Defense Forces. Mishaberach Avoseinu. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Hu Yivarech, Es Chayalei Tzva Hagana, Yisrael, V'Anshei HaKuchos HaBitachon, Omdim Al Mishmar Artzenu V'Arei Eloheinu, Migavul HaLevanon V'Ad B'Dbar Mitzrayim, Min Hayom HaGadol Ad Ravo HaRava, V'Chol Mokom Shehim Bayabasha, Ba'Avir V'Yom. Yitein Adonai Tzoyvenu HaKomim Aleinu Nigafim Lifnihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzeh Es Chayaleinu Mikol Tzav V'Tzuka, U'Mikol Nega U'Machala. V'yishlach bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'asa yedeyem, yadver senenu tachtehem, v'yatrem chesu Yeshua uv'atret nitzachon. V'kem b'hem ha'kasuf ki Adonai Eloheichem, ha'yidechem lachem l'ilachem lachem u'yidechem, l'shitzchem v'neymar amein. We conclude with the Mishaberach for the Cholim, with a brief pause for everyone to insert the names of those that they are davening for. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, v'Aaron, Dovid, Shlomo. Hu yivareich es hacholim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachem aleihem lachimam. Ulaposam, ulachazikam, ulachayosam. Vyishvach lehem mehiru, fuwa shalema minashamayim, lechol vireim, ulechol gideim, visoch shar cholisro, fuwa san nefesh, or fuwa saguf. Hashta, Bagala, Uvizman Kariv, Vinemar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Alt. Great to hear your voice. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in Yeretz Hashem, in the near future. Really beautiful voice. I really personally enjoyed it. Thank you. Thank you as well to Rebecca Levy, as always, for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.